Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. We're just going through the Gemara quickly, just the Tura at least of the Gemara. So the Gemara brings the Machlokes Tanoim here from Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, that Sotek Mashkin, Mashkin to become Tame. If there's a Sotek, it became Tame. When I say Tame, it's Tame. Why? Because Etzim Zach of Mashkin becoming Tame is a Din Dereiso. Well, Tame Acherim, if you have Mashkin which are Tame, and you want to know if they were metame achayim, did they sotek, if they might have touched others, but they are vade tame, so tahar divrei meir, why are they tahar? Because that is a sotek, they are banam lekula. Because again, the concept of becoming tame, they have tumah min atayim mashkin, but to be metame achayim, that's only a din derabbanan. So meilo, we say the whole din of sotek derabbanan lekula. Then the Gemara brings Vayit V'chein Hayu Rabbi Elazar Omer Kedvarov, said seemingly exactly like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer L'chol Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda said it's Tamei Oichlin and Kalev, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Omer Oichlin Tamei and L'Kalev Tahirin. Then the Gemara says V'sava Rabbi Elazar Mashkin Islu Tuma Oilam. So seemingly Rabbi Elazar holds exactly like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that Min HaTorah Mashkin can become Tamei. The Gemara is going to prove that Rabbi Elazar L'chaira doesn't hold that they become Tamei, because Rabbi Elazar said that V'hotani Rabbi Elazar Omer Ein Tuma L'mashkin Kol Iker. Rabbi Elazar said that Mashkin don't have any Shaykhis to Tuma, seemingly. He said Teida Shariyeid Yosef Ben Yezer is Tereida, because he even brings an Eidos that Yosef Ben Yezer said about a certain kind of grasshopper, El Kimtza, that is Dachan is Tahar, V'mashkin Beismit V'chayo, a mashkin of dam and mayim of beis hazvicha, they don't have tumah at all. Dachon. So the Gemara says it's really a machloikis Rav and Shmuel as to what exactly Rabbi Elazar, combination of Rabbi Elazar and Yosef ben Yezer, straight intended to say. This dachon that Yosef ben Yezer was saying, what did it mean? So that's a machloikis amarayim. So the Gemara says hanicha l'shmuel. It works out well according to Shmuel Damar Dachon Milatame Tumas Acherim. We said this Dachon only meant to be Metame Acherim, that it's Tahar. It will not be Akopana Mashkim of Beis Mitbachai, won't be Metame Acherim. Tumas Atzma Yeshla, but in fact it can become Tamei. So Shapir, it's understood very well. And below the whole, it will become Tamei. And here it just meant to be Metame Acherim. Gemara says, Elo L'Rav. Damar Dachon Mamish, Rav said that these Mashkin Beis Mitbachai are entirely Tahar. Ma'ikul Meimar, how do you understand the Chorit Astira in the Shita of Rav Elazar? So Rav Nachman by Yitzhak attempts the Teretz. He said, no, Rav Elazar never meant to say he goes entirely like Rav Meir. Gemar has to cash it. What do you mean? He said Kidvarov, and he says V'chein Hayu Rav Elazar Omer. So it's very shver. So seemingly right now we don't have a Teretz. There's a Stira. We don't know exactly how to answer the Stira in Shita of Rav Elazar, where the Mashkin can become Tamei Min HaTorah or not. And then the Gemara goes through the Pshat in the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara says, Rav Amadachon Mamish. What is the Shmuel Amadachon Melatami Tumas Acherim or Tumas Acherim Yishlan? So the Gemara, Bishchik Omayrich, the Gemara says, Rav Amadachon Mamish, why is that so? By Tumas, by Mashkin Beis Mitbachayo, Dam and Mayim, it's entirely Tahar, because he holds Ba'almo, Kosovar, Tumas Mashkin, Rabbonim. Normally, Tumas Mashkin that become Tamei in general is only a din derabanan. Mechigazer abanan. When do the Chachamim make that Zayir be Mashkin the Alma by Chulin? They made a din derabanan that Chulin could become Tamei. Mashkin that Chulin could become Tamei, but Mashkin based with Bachaya, but by Kodjim, Pasha Kalal Tzavs Kodjim, they didn't even want to give it a din that it could become Tamei the derabanan. Lo Yigazer. And then the Gemara says, "V'shmol Amar." Shmol said, "Dachon b'latamei tumas archeim." No, really, it had avol tumas atzman yeshlan. They can, in fact, become tamei. So, why? Why is he saying that even by tumas beis mitbachayah, even by kachim? The answer is because kosavar tumas mashkin atzman dairaisa. Because he holds that this, the concept of mashkin becoming tamei is a din dairaisa. The rabbanim couldn't help. They can't say hafsa kachim and make that it shouldn't become tamei. It's a fact of life. If Min HaTorah becomes Tamei, period, that's the end. Well, Tamei Acherim, but this that Mashkin can be Tamei Acherim by Chulin, that's a Din Rabbanon. He goes with Rabbanon by Mashkin Alma. When the Rabbanon goes with Mashkin Alma, they said it. Mashkin basically with Bechayat Lo Yigazer, they weren't going there. I think Gemara adds an extra line here. He Lo Yigazer Rabbanon with Tamei Acherim. When do they not make the Gzeira? to be mitame achim. Aval tumas atzman yesh lehem, but in fact, they themselves do have tumah. Then the Gemara goes one step further here, and Omar le Rav Huna bar Chinuna lebrei. Rav Huna bar Chinuna said to his son, he eilus the kamed Rav Papa. When he go in front of Rav Papa, Rami le, ask him the following shayla. Ask him, are you talking? How could it be? Mi amar Shmuel dachem lebatame tumas achirim? Did Shmuel taka say such a halacha that these mashkin of beis mitvachai, they in fact become tamei, but they will not be mitame achirim? They won't be mitame achirim. They do have tumah. How could that be? There's nothing to be mitame. But what do you mean? The pasuk says mefurish in Vayikra that what v'habasar shayiga b'chol tamei lo yeyochal. It says very clearly that al kolpanim by kodshim will touch anything that you could call tamei. It will become tamei. Period. So how could it be such a thing that there's sort of a middle state? You have something on the one end that's called tamei. Nonetheless, Basa Kachim will touch it and won't become Tameh, even though the Pasuk seems to be made that Basa Kachim that touches anything that's called Tameh becomes Tameh. So Amr Avshishim, Rei the Rabidi, he said, Midi the Havi Rabi the Kodesh. He suggests the Terence here? No, it's not a foreign idea. We've heard of this idea before. Lamais, everyone knows, Rabi the Kodesh, it becomes Tameh, can't be Metameh Acher. Fourth level, fourth generation. By Kachim becomes Tameh, but won't be Mitame Acher. So the Gemara says that's not a good comparison. Mask of Lord of Ashi, Revi Bekoidesh, like Tameh. What are you talking about? Revi Bekoidesh is not called Tameh. The Baal is not called Tameh. We have no problem saying that it won't be Mitame something else. But Hai Ikri Tameh, this Mask is called Tameh. So Staka Kasha, that will go until there. So Maisa, this. That one akut in the beginning, the Gemara says, brings that Mishnah that says there's a chiluk. And we look at Rashi, we'll look at the Rashi right now. But Rashi brings the two cases. One case is a suffix if the mashkin became tameh. The next is if you have mashkin, which were vade tameh, so they a suffix if they touched something else. So, correct the B'nai Yeshua, right? Rashi brought the case. One case, the first case is suffix mashkin that became tameh if you have a tameh person. And he's definitely tamei, and he stuck his foot out, and you're not sure if his foot touched that bowl of water. You don't know if it touched the mashkin. So that's going to be tamei for sure. Then the Mishnah brings the next case, and it says the next case is like this, a new case. If mashkin are vaday tamei, and the case the Mishnah is talking about, they're on a stick, and on the top of the stick is wet, and it fell between kikrays, and you don't know if it touched the kikrays, that's going to be tahar. That's what the Mishnah says. A practical nation understands something. Why do you have to jump to two separate cases? And that Mishnah alone. And it really brings the Rash that discusses this. Why do you have to jump to two cases? Why can't it just be like this? You're right. The concept of Mashkin becoming Tameh, since Mashkin becoming Tameh is a Din D'Oraisa, so you have a suffix on it. If it became Tameh, so suffix D'Oraisa is going to be Lechumah. Fine. But why can't you go, when you're trying to figure out a case of a mashkin being mitame something else, which is only mitame derabbanan, and you're looking for a suffix case, so why can't you talk about in the very case where it, the suffix case, this same suffix case, that vaday touched something else? So it's a case, again, from 1 to 2, if you have a suffix, that's going to be lechumra. But from 2 to 3, if you have a suffix, that's going to be lechumra. So why do we have to bring another case when we're speaking from 2 to 3? Go in the very same case, Rekha B'nai Yeshua. And like this, one more time. So you have a person who is tameh, and there's a bowl of liquid, mashkin, and the suffix if you touch it. Fine. So we're going to have to say suffix derives lechumra. Good. Now why can we have now that there's a suffix that those waters vaday touch something else? Touch number 3. Vaday touch something else, but it touched it from a suffix tumah. So since mashkin to be metameh achirim is only din derabbanan, suffix derabbanan lekul. That's what the B'nai Yeshua asks. Zok B'nai Yeshua, beautiful parrot. He says, you know why you can't say that? Because we have a din that suffix tumah. Obviously, Bereshus Hayachid, Sveiko Zor Yistamei, it's Nuchach and Kol Hashas, Dr. Bnei Yeshua, but that din is a din of Tumas Vadai. It's a din Vadai. And since one touching two, even in a suffix, it has a din of Vadai Tumah, so if it will touch three,
it will also have a din of Bavli Tumah, will not be a Safek Derabanan. Again, the whole point was...
How does it become a Bavli?
Because that din of Safek Tumah, B'Rishus HaYachid, Sveikoi Tomei, that's a din of Vadai Tumah Derabanan. So you'll have a Vadai Tumah Derabanan? Yes. Yeah, because Safek. Safek Tumah, Safek, or something, Safek Tumah in general. We have a klal, we learn from Sota, that B'Rishus HaYachid, Sveikoi is Tomei. So we don't give it a din of Safek Tumah, we give it a din of Vadai Tumah.
Vadai Tumah Rabban.
Yes.
The Safek Tumah should be, it's Safek Tumah Raiso.
Right, that's right.
Which becomes a Vadai Tumah Rabban.
Exactly. Oh. That is the Pnei Shu says, you see from Kol HaShas, that's how it becomes. So Ibazoy, if that very same thing would touch a Shlishi, would touch a third level, so it would come out that the third one is going to be a Vadei Tumah Derabanan. Look, it definitely touched it, and it definitely has a din of Tumas Vadei Derabanan, so maybe you can't say it. Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid Sveikoi Tamei, that is a din Vadei. That's why the Mishnah has to switch to a new case and say, no, a case of Vadei Tumah, that's Safek if it touched the Shlishi. Since B touching C is a din derabanan if it did it, and that is a suffix if it did in fact touch it. That's a suffix derabanan with people.
Are we looking for a case that's there? One second. Until now, before the Pnei Yeshua, we were saying that the Sofik Letame Achirim was a Sofik also Derabon.
That is a Sofik Derabon, because Mashke cool. Be Metame Achirim will only be Metame Midirabon.
And now what we're saying is, not only is the first case Sofik Mashke Letame Dindei Raiso makes it into a Vadai Derabonon, and so to any further case beyond that,
if it touches a Vadai, if it touches a Vadai,
it will remain a Vadai to a
Derabon. Right.
And then we can't say Torah Midirabon.
Right. Right, because it's not trying to say Safek Derabanan Lekula anymore, because the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikoi Tamei, that Sveikoi Tamei doesn't have a din of Safek Tumah, it has a din of Vadai Tumah. So that's what in the middle of why the Mishnah has to bring a new case. When you want to talk about B being Metame C, it has to be that B is Vadai Tumah and a Safek if it touches C. And that will say Safek Derabanan Lekula. Okay. Now, reminds us of a vura over here that this din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikoi Tamei will not override the general rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula. What does that mean? Normally, I have any din of Derabanan. Usually, we say Safek Derabanan Lekula. Tzadik Pnei Yeshua Shaila says it very short. It says, look, not the Pnei Yeshua, it's Barash Mol. You could think that this din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikoi Tamei could be that would override the concept of Safek Derabanan Lekula. Normally we say Safek Derabanan Lekula, but let's say I have a case of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid, which normally Sveikoi Tamei, maybe I only say that on Tumah Deraisa, will I also say it on Tumah Derabanan? Shaila, we clarify such a Shaila. Dr. Dvar Shmuel, you don't have to clarify any longer, because from this Mishnah you see clearly that what are we talking about? A touched B. Now, that's case number one. But in the case where you for sure have Tumas Mashkin, and those Mashkin are Suffolk if they touch something else, obviously has to be only B'Rishus HaYachid, we're saying that it's Tahark a Suffolk Drabon Lakum. And we're not going to say, no, but there's a din that everyone knows about, Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikoi Tamei. So obviously that klal doesn't override the old rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula. That's what I see from that. Clear, klal? No? But again,
why are you forced to say it's Sveikoi Tamei B'Rishus HaYachid?
Because Tamazoi, it will be a Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, it's tough.
And it's good. The Rabbanon wouldn't be mad.
The Rabbanon wouldn't be mad.
You see the Rabbanon, Shaila, the Rabbanon be Gezer.
And here we're saying that when you have a Tumah Derabanan, obviously it's B'Rishus HaYachid, a Safek if it touched those Kikrois, that's going to be Tar because of Safek Derabanan, Lakula. So I see this cloud of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikoi Tamei will not override the old rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula. So it was effective to Mar Shmuel. Remember, we had a Tosfos on Daf Tes. At first glance, somehow doesn't seem to stem with this. But what did it say? The Gemara brought all the way back on Daf Tes a din from a Mishnah of Meduras Akum. The Gemara said like this: Tanam Meduras Akum Tmeya. There's a halacha that places that Goyim lived in. We assume that there's a corpse and fetus and things that they buried there. So the Gemara said, brings the Mishnah of a Kama Yisha. How long does a person have to wait? The mother, the Heya, a mother tzarech bidiko. Abraham Yoim.
At what point would he?
Right. In other words, when can he be cleanse himself of the trash? After 40 days, and okay. And it says, "Cholmokam shechuldo v'chazir yochel lahalach ain't tzarech bidiko." But it says, if a chuldo and a chazir could go this, we assume they ate it up, and that's that. And the Gemara said, "Amar Rav Zeira." And the Gemara tried to compare that to chametz. We won't go back into all of that. But the Gemara says over there, we understand why we could say that the chulda ate it up. Rav Zeira said, Rava said, "Hi, my bishlam ha'asam." By the case of maduris akum, emar have emar lef. First of all, you don't even know if there was a corpse there. You don't know if the guy buried something there. V'im tim t'loy ma'aver. Even if you think it was there, emar ach will say it's like a double sub. Say that he ate it up. So factoisus, I don't understand. V'im tim t'loy ma'aver emar ach will say. V'im t'loy ma'aver maduris oivdekachavim b'shus hayachid. It's b'shus hayachid. What are they saying? Besachas Tarius, Kol Malkum Shat Yachal Harbis Svekis, Svekis Svekis, Shusha Yachal Tamit. Practice Yishai, I don't understand something. This is the classic case of Safik Tumor Vishusha Yachal Svekis Tamit. So what are we saying with Tar? We have double Safik. Over there it says, any Svekis, bring me 100 Svekis. Safik Vishusha Yachal Svekis Tamit. That's the Shiloh that Tosis asked. And even in Tosis' Teretz, what is Tosis' answer? Tosis says, you know why? Because over here it's not even a suffix. You're right. The mission over there says, as many Sveikas as you want to bring in, but if we have a legitimate tzad, Sveikas won't take me out of that tzad. Tosis says, there's nothing doing over here. It gives two terutzim along the lines. This Sveik is not even a suffix. Because Vadayach will say, it's not a suffix. That's what Tosis answers. But what did Tosis ask? Tosis asked, we should say, Safik term b'shus hayachid sveik tami should override a tuma de rabbonim. Should override a tuma de rabbonim. But the Marsha speaks out here on Testament Aleph, because this whole chash is a chash de rabbonim. It's not bad. The rabbonim say madurisakim stam madurisakim a tami. So essentially, it's a tuma de rabbonim. And nonetheless, what Tosis is asking, how could you say that there's a speck sveik? And that's the reason why it's tahar. Do what happens to the klal of Safik Tumah Rishus Hayachid Sveik Tami? No, this is not really a Safik. It's Vada. Huh? Fine. But what was the kasha of Tosis? Rekha Dvarashma, I don't understand. L'chayra from this mission over here, you see, not that way. Because we're saying when you have mashkim, which are Vada Tami, and there's a Safik, if they touch something else, we're going to say Safik Derabon on Lakulo, and we're not going to say Safik Tumah Rishus Hayachid Sveik Tami. Why is that? L'chayra straight on steel. That's what the Dvarashma asks. He says, I'll tell you, Gval de Gachaf. There's a major difference between the two cases. Because Taka, over here, the whole tumah of mashkim to be metame acher is entirely a tumah de rabbanon. The rabbanon invented a tumah that mashkim could be metame acher. Why? We don't have to get into now why they did that. But they invented that tumah. The rabbanon were the ones who told you to be choshesh for the tumah. But what tumah? Tumah de raisa. So it's much more chamor over there. So Dr. Rashbo, not a kasha. Meaning, yes, you're right. To be choishesh that maybe there is tumah over there by the maduras akum, that is a din de rabbanon that you have to be choishesh. But what were they choishesh for? They were choishesh for tumas meis. Tumas meis is not a tumah d'oraisa. Mashenkin over here, the din that mashkim ametam acherim, that itself is entirely not based on any din tumah d'oraisa. Not choishesh for tumah d'oraisa. It's entirely a rabbinic fabrication. It's rabbanon altogether. There's nothing there. It's entirely their abundance. And they love it. There we will say that the klal of Safik der Rabbanon Lakula overrides the old din of Safik Tumah Rishus Hayachid Sveik Tam. That's a little kind of geshmak chilek between the two cases. That's bad. Now, Maisa.
Wouldn't actually say that the reason for the Xerah of Mashkin
comes out the mashal.
Right, but it's not that they were choishish in this very case that there might be the rice. Because of that, they made a new level.
In a different type of gezeirah.
Right, exactly.
The chilek in gezeirah.
Right, right. No, yeah, because that gezeirah is that there might be too much rice
here.
Right.
This is a gezeirah that maybe you'll learn.
Right, exactly. You have to say there's different levels, and that's much more of a chomer d'gut kind or level of gezeirah. Now, nice. A very interesting thing here. The Gemara said the Gemara quotes to be Masber the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara says that the Gemara explains Rav and Shmuel. Now, when the Gemara explains Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara speaks out. Kosavar, the Gemara says, Rav Amar Dacha Mamish Kosavar Tumas Mashkin goes on to explain Shmuel Amar Dacha Mil Tamit Tumazachem. Gemara says Kosavar. The shaila is, what's this kasava? Who holds? So Pashup Shan of the Gemara is telling you Rav holds, Shmuel holds. That's that. I mean, the Pashup Shan, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. You look at Rashi, Rashi did not say that way. Rashi says kasavar Yosef ben Yez. He says it twice, in Rav and in Shmuel. I'm just in the wide lines here. 10 lines in. Kasavar Yosef ben Yez. And the next one, Shmuel Amar kasavar Yosef ben Yez. So you see clearly, first thing Rashi's doing, clearly that Rav and Shmuel are talking. Rashi makes it that Rav and Shmuel are explaining themselves. So how does he know that? Rav and Shmuel explaining themselves? I mean, it could be. But how does he know? And what does he want to say? What does he want from this? So the Tzlach really is Mari with that Shailo. He says two Mahalach. He said like this. First, more of a push the Mahalach. Is it really, anytime you have a Machloikis, say, I'm a Royim in a Tano, or Tanoim in a Pano, whatever it might be, a Machloikis, there's two ways to understand. Push it. Well, let's say you have a Machloikis, I'm a Royim in a Tano. So he says this, he says this. So one way could be, why does he say it? Because he holds it's mashma that that's what the Tana is saying. Another way we know, something we don't want to call it the Giyas, but they have their Egin Ishita, what they want to shtim, say, look, put shtim with me and I'll make it shtim. And we see all the time those two mahalafim. So Zok, the Tzlach, over here it's also Shaykh, really, to have those two tzadar. Look, you had Rabbi Lazar saying in Yosef ben Yezer, together with Yosef ben Yezer, that what? That Tumas Mashkin basement Bachaya is Dachan, is Tahar. Said the word Dachan, it's Tahar. Adam Achleikis Rav and Shmuel, what that means. So Rav says it means Tahar Lagan. Zok Tzlach, I'm going to clarify that for you now. Why does it mean Tahar Lagan? Why did Rav say that? Is it because Rav said, look, the fact is, Dachan Tahar sounds like it's entirely Tahar. Valid, sure, could very well be. And Shmuel said, no, it doesn't have to be Tahar Lagan. It could be that it could be Tahar Milatam Echir, but in itself, in fact, it's Tahar. That's one way. Another way is, no, really, Lo'ilam Rav could hold like Shmuel that the Mashmois of the Lashon Dachan could mean that it's Tahar Milatam Echir, but in itself is Tahar. Hey, nervous. Rav happens to hold that Mashkin are not Makabal Tumor. They raise so. So he goes, oh, he wants to make it shtim. That's the other way to learn. Simple, two ways you could always learn. So Mele Zok Tzlach have a big cash. If this way is true, that Rav Taka holds like that, that Mashkin cannot become Tame, it's very strange. Because Rav is saying against all the Tanoim before. If you look at Reb Meir, the first time, he said Mashkin becomes Tame. If you skip Reb Elazar, if you look at Reb Yehuda, he said, for sure it becomes tummy. Talking about the time of something else. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon also say that it becomes tummy for sure. There's no Shiloh. And even Rabbi Lazar, the Tanner Rabbi Lazar, also could very well hold it becomes tummy because the Gemara says that if you hold like Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, what does Shmuel say? That Mash can become tummy. Nicha, everything works out very well, and Tosafot explains how it works out because he's only coming to talk about what else it could be mitame itself. So Pashtus, all the Tanoim are holding that Mash can become tummy min haTorah. So it's a pellet to say, Rav holds that Mashkin does not become Talmud. The Mela, he teaches up Rabbi Lazar like that. Pellet to say such a thing. So Mela to Prach, that's exactly what Rashi wants here. That's what Rashi says, no, Rav and Shmuel are saying that Yosi ben Yezer holds. That means that Rav is saying, look, what I hold is not Negeah. I'm just going to tell you what the Sheet of Yosi ben Yezer is. That he could say. Look, he holds that Yosi ben Yezer is saying entirely Torah. And he's teaching that. That Tana argues in other Tanaim. To say that. That's one way. One other halacha he says, very Gishmak. And with this he answers another Shaila. Says, again,
Shaila was again, why is Rashi so busy making it that Rav and Shmuel are the mandamrim over here? Rav and Shmuel are talking. It says, Ba'amis is another Shaila, and this is the truth of Taisa Rosh. In others, everybody's busy with the Shaila. Third, it's a Pella. In the Gemara says, Abisur, Rav Huna told Rav Chinina, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinina, the Bray, he told his son, we go to Rav Papa, ask him, Mamish, a Shaila, which the Gemara has no parrots to, ask him a Shaila, how is it, how you talking, could it be that Shmuel could hold Mashkin, become Tommy, but they're not Mitamech? How could such a thing be? The Gemara tries to be Medamer, be the Kurdish, there's no dimming, it's very shred, the Gemara leaves it to pasture. Tells up the Shaila, place a rush, and others ask the Shaila. Let's understand something. Shmuel is the first one you had this problem on. Nobody else said such a split. Take a Meir, for example. A Meir says it. A Meir said, Mashkin become Tommy Minatar, not Mitamacher. So what's the Gemara asking? Courage, fair, also a Meir. Everyone handles that Shaila. Zuck the Tzlach. I'm going to answer this Shaila, and also going to answer for you this Diyak and Rashi in another way. He said, what's the pshat over here? He said, the Amis, the Lashon, when you look at Shmuel in the Gemara, it's very interesting. Because the Gemara goes to explain Shmuel, and the Gemara says, what's the Gemara say? Shmuel Amar. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Dachim Elatam et Tumas Acher. Mashkin Beis Mitzachaya, Artar from Mitzachim Acher. Aval Tumas Atzmon, Yesh Lahan. They do have Tumah themselves. So what are we saying? Kasavar, Tumas Mashkin Atzmon is Midai Raisa. You know why? Because he holds tumba on Mashkin itself, Midai Raisa, become Tummy. That's that. L'tame Echerim is the Rabbonon. He goes to Rabbonon when the Rabbonon goes there, the Mashkin the Almar. The Mashkin based with the Chayah, they weren't goes there. L'chayah, the Gemara has to stop there. So tell him. Gemara has now a whole extra line. Everything is et cetera. Look what the Gemara said. He holds Mashkin become Tummy Minat Torah. And to be Metame Echerim is the Rabbonon. By Alma, by Chulin, they were Goyzer. By Kachem, what's this extra line? The Chiloi Gozer Abon Letmuya Achem Abu Tumas Atzma Yeshna. What the Gemara repeated? When they were, when weren't they Goyzer? To be Metame something, to be Metame something else. But they do have Tumas Atzma. They do have Tumas Deraisa. We said that already. What are you repeating? What's this line? That's what the Slach asks. So he says, I'm going to tell you a secret here. You know what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying that Mashkin become Tamei Midoraisa, and the Chachamim were Goyzer Tumas Derabonon. That means if you had a Tumah which would be Derabonon, the Chachamim were Goyzer that Mashkin will be Mekabel Tumah Midorabonon. On Chumers and Tumas Derabonon. And that's how you read it. Because the Gemara already took care of saying that Midoraisa becomes Tamei. To be Mitame Echerim, normally it's Mitame Echerim Midorabonon. The Alma, they were Goyzer here, they weren't Goyzer. Finished. Well, what's this next line? But then it goes back and says, no. The Chiloi Gozer Rabbonon, when weren't they Gozer? But it does have Tum itself, the Rabbonon. That means they gave it a din, and they said that Mashkin, yes, for sure, if it comes in contact with Tumah Deraisa, it will become Tumah. But there are dinim of Tumah de Rabbonon that they allowed Mashkin to have. That is what Shmuel, in fact, is saying. That's what the Slav says. Mele says, now I'm going to explain to you.
Someone gave us a svarim from Shlomo Zalman Eirbach. Do you hear? Do we have those over here?
We have Mincha Shlomo?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we have Shlomo.
Two. You have
So, Mele, he says, it's very good now. He says, now we'll be mitaretz why the Gemara only asked a kasha on Shmuel and didn't ask a kasha on Rav Meir. Because Be'emes, I think others say this teretz too. Look. Reb Meir told you that Mashkin become Tamei Minat Torah, but Minat Torah they're not going to be Tamei something else. Whoever told you that Reb Meir said it across the board, maybe Reb Meir said by Chulin. Happens to be speaking about Chulin. It won't be Tamei other things by Chulin. If there's a Xeris HaKosov that Mashkin will be Tamei Acherim by Kachim, could be. Meir didn't tell you that. So obviously the approach is going to be that Shmuel did tell you that. He told you, no, it's not Metame Acher Mashkin, not by Chulin, not either by Kachim. Where did Shmuel say that by Chulin, that even by Kachim, it's not Metame Acher? That's what the Tzlach says. I'm going to tell you very good where he said it. Because let's think for a second. What do we make in a Diyak in the Gemara? Shmuel said that Mashkin become Tamei Min HaTorah and also has Dinim of Tumah Derabonon. He said, why is that? Why would the Chachamim do that? He said, very simply.
because when it has a din of Tumah D'Oraisa, so they don't want you to get confused. They fight this all the time. Mail, they say, we'll even give it the dinim of Tumah D'Rabbanan when it comes to Katak, I'll give it Xeris and dinim of Tumah D'Rabbanan. So he says, if that's the case, Shmuel is saying that Chacham were not Goizer to make the Mashkim should be Mitama Acher Midrabbanan. Akasha, why not? If Mashkim will be Mitame Kodshim, so I have a case that Mashkim Midai Raisa are Mitame something else. If I found a case, any case, that Mashkim are Mitame Acher Min HaTorah, I should be Goizer that they're Mitame Acher Midrabbanan. Because the Rabbanan are to Midai Raisa. Just like Shmuel, like the Gemara is Meduyek, that Shmuel said, Mashkim are Tamei Min HaTorah, and therefore they were Goizer Tumah D'Rabbanan. So why then does Shmuel say that Mashkim won't be Metame others, even the Rabbanan? Is Dach Araya that there's not even one case out there that Shmuel is going to hold Mashkim are Metame Acher Min HaTorah, meaning not Chulin, not even Kodshim? The Mele of the Gemara asks Akasha, no, but what do you mean? The Pasuk says by Kodshim that if it comes in contact, will make a tummy. That's how the Gemara asks the Kasha, knows only to ask it in Shmuel, and everybody else you could say, look, any other time you find the Shita, they're holding that Mashkim will be mitame Kachem, could very well be. That's what the Slach says. And Meili says with this, now I'm going to explain you the Kavanah of Rashi. Listen to what he says, lies in the words of Rashi. Rashi just said one short word, or two short words. Kosavar Yosi Ben Yezer. What is Rashi doing here? Like we said before, Rashi is saying, who's speaking over here? Rav and Shmuel are speaking. They are explaining you their Shita. How did Rashi know it? Why is it important? Zakta Slach Maridik, I'll tell you why. Because the whole Kasha that the Gemara knew to ask on Shmuel and ask on nobody else was from this whole equation. That since Shmuel holds Mashkin are Tamei Min HaTorah, and they also have a din of Tumah D'Rabbanan, the Gemara spoke that out. Why then wasn't Shmuel Goizer Tumah D'Rabbanan from Mashkim to other things? Obviously he doesn't hold that Mashkim are going to be Metame even Kachim. But who gave you the right to say that in the Shita of Shmuel? You have no right to say such a thing. When you look at the Shita of Shmuel, all Shita Shmuel told you, Mashkim become Tamei Min HaTorah. That's all he said. Nothing more, nothing less. Who gave you the right to say in Shmuel that, and also Dinim D'Rabbanan they have, which leads us to the whole Chedron that we spoke out, to show you that Mashkim won't be Mitamei Kodshim, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, therefore only on Shmuel. Therefore, the only way you can know it if Shmuel himself is talking. He happened to tell it to you. You're right. We'll never figure it out on our own. But the only thing that Shmuel said himself was, Mashkin, become Tamei Min HaTorah. Who gave you any other information whispered into your ear that he holds this whole thing by Kachem? So he said, Nela, the only way he could be if Shmuel himself is talking. And that's what Rashi wants over here. And Rashi says, Kosovar Yosef Ben Yezer, Shmuel is telling you what Yosef Ben Yezer holds. And Rav also, that's what the Sakh was on Murray Dick and the Halach. To answer up the Deek and Rashi, and to answer up also this Shaila, how the Gemara knows to ask only a Kasha Shmuel. One other Nakud over here, and we'll stop with this. Over here, Rebbe Chanan comes over here, and Rebbe Chanan asks the Shaila. He says, I don't understand something, and then it brings the Mishnah Melech. I think he doesn't get a chance to look for the Mishnah Melech. The Gemara asks Akasha, seemingly, the Gemara says, when you have a split, we don't understand. Mashkin becomes Tamei Min HaTorah, but the Mashkin will not be Metame Acherim. No, but Pasuk is made by Kodshim Mechari that should become Tamei. Akasha, we don't have a Torah. I don't understand something. You never heard of such a thing before? We have later on a Shita of Rashi, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi clearly learns that Oichlim, which are Pachis Mikabeya, if it's less than a Beya, it's Mikabel Tumah Min HaTorah, and it's not Mitama Acherim. First, a Shita of Rashi, Lamed Gimel, later on. So, new. Very sure. How is it, Shayat, that it becomes Tamei, it's called Tamei, and it's not Metame Acherim? That's not fair. Rashi is able to have such a shita later on. Other Rishonim argue. How could it be? So I saw a teretz from Shlomo Zalman want to say a beautiful teretz. He says, let me tell you a teretz. The Ma'is, I can ask you another shayla. We had the Gemara before, Dak Yudalit. The Gemara learns out from a drasha that Oichel is not Metame Oichel. means Eichel becomes Tame, but not Matame Eichel, unless you dissolve the Shaila. Anytime you have to split it, Shver, the same Shaila. Eichel becomes Tame is not Matame something else. How could it be?
No. Why don't we read it?
How could that be? Beautiful Teretz. You know what the Teretz is? Because by Eichel, over there it says, who Tame? There's a Miyot, yeah, it is Tame, but the Miyot says it cannot be Matame Eichel. Also, later on, Mikabeya, also there's a drasha that says Mikabeya, so sorry, before it says, what did it say before? Before it says, Asher Yeyocha. It's not Mitami Pachas Mishir Zev. It's not Asher Yeyocha. Later on, Rashi, Shita, the Rashi says that if it's a Pachas Mikabeya, it will become Tami, won't be Mitami Acher, because we bound the Pachas, it says Asher Yeyocha. So anything that's less than a Shir of Achilo, which is Kibeya, so Mela, the Pachas is saying, this Miyuch, it will not be Mitami Acher, it will become Tami. And also, this that Eichel, not Mitami Eichel, becomes Tami, is not, over there also. What does the Pachas say? The Pachas says, Who Tamei, the Ain Oise Tamei Ki Yotzeba, is a Mir. So Mela, but over here, that Mashkim are not Metame Acherim, there's no Mir. There's no Mir that shouldn't be Metame Acherim. So if there's no Mir that shouldn't be Metame Acherim, we're going to ask Akasha, so why is it not Metame Acherim? The Pasuk, like Kachm, says it should be Metame Acherim. So the kids are in short. Not every time you find a split that something becomes Tamei and can't be Metame, you're going to have Akasha. Because Sai later on in Rashi, Lamed Gimel, that Pachas Mikabeya becomes Tamei is not Metame, and also by Yodalev, that Eichel becomes Tamei, won't be Metame Achem, there's a Miyat that it's not going to be Metame Achem, so we're not going to ask the Kasha, because the Torah is Memai. Masha'enkin over here, by Mashkin becomes Tamei, there's no Miyat. Sai, it's called Tamei, Arishkins, it's called Tamei. The more over here says, Revi Bekoit is not called Tamei. Sai, it's called Tamei, and there's no Miyat that it shouldn't be Metame Achem, and that's why the Gemara asks, so why don't we read the Pasuk? Pasuk Shayyid, it's called Tamei.
Oh, yeah.